Weekly, we do focus on the work of area individuals, organizations advancing inclusion, equity in our own great community. This morning, we learn more about WGVU's Shaping Narratives initiative with our guests in studio. George Walker III. The third's important there, right, George?
Indeed it is.
Thank
indeed
you very
it
much.
Is.
That a Shaping Narratives participant. And of course, you are WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, waiting for our Mariano Avila as well. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning to our special guest, George Walker, and to all of our listeners.
Yes, Steve, as we wait for Mariano, our show does go on. Tell us about this Shaping Narratives opportunity with WGVU.
Well, it came about through a second grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation under their umbrella of furthering racial equity and better life for children and families of color. And so we're in our second grant, and whereas during our first grant, we hired an inclusion reporter, Mariano, who we're waiting for, in the second grant, we not only built capacity within WGVU via hiring another inclusion reporter and producing programming, but we expanded and we are expanding capacity in the broader community by working with six leaders of color, George being one of them, to tell us what topics are important to focus on, to train them in civic engagement, organizing, and media skills, and then for these six individuals, these leaders, to produce content, take it back into the community for change-based conversation.
Thank you for that. Again, all this part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. All right, George, you the third, thank you for being here. George Walker, tell me a little bit about you and why you are involved.
Thank you so much for having me, Shelley.
You got a nice voice. Okay, keep going.
I appreciate that.
That's a broadcasting compliment. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, it's amazing to be here. I've been involved within the food aspect for almost all of my life. It started when I was 16, and I've always had a passion. I'm from Northwest Indiana and moved to Michigan to go to the Culinary Institute of Michigan, where it was amazing. I majored in food and beverage management, but I've really been food focused since then. And then to be in a space to where I can make change through actual action, and then telling the stories of the people that I've been able to represent, something that's amazing and that I'm super proud for.
Where do you play your role in the Shaping Narrative program?
Shaping Narratives has been absolutely amazing. I am a part of the cohort. Like Steve said, we each have had the platform to be able to give voice to the people that we represent, and then to be able to produce content via that. My show, Cultural Ingredients, is a TV show that I focus on first, second, and third generation immigrant owned and operated restaurants here in Michigan. So I focus on that through one key ingredient that they feel as though represents their culture to a T. We then follow the origin of that particular ingredient and then cook with that, and then also focus on their process or that person's process of assimilating within American culture, but more specifically within West Michigan.
We know production takes time, talents, and treasures, but ultimately, when do we get to see your work?
We are planning to air this fall. We're starting to actually write the show now, and then we start shooting for the show at the beginning of the summer. So by fall, we'll have some content for you all.
George, tell us a little bit about what you hope the audiences that you reach out to will take home from the program and the content that you're going to produce.
That's an awesome question, Steve. Thank you. I want the audience to be able to see where these people are coming from through food. I want them to see their culture and how they were raised. I want them to be able to feel what I see and what they see as this country being, which is a melting pot of immigrants who have come together to develop something that is amazing and to be able to push forward the idea of connectivity through food. I wanted them to be able to see the hard work that they've been able to put in order to be able to create a better life for not only themselves, but more importantly, their family and this country. I think there's been a lot of disconnect throughout the American history between people who have been not only brought over here, but who have decided to come. And that disconnect is something that we need to be able to key in on and hyper-focus on, and be able to tell those stories of the people by the people.
Is there a story that you're working on that you can give us a sneak peek to?
Totally. So our first story, the first show, is actually going to be Shayoga. I have an amazing relationship with Olga. And Shayoga is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, on Wealthy Street. It's actually a Haitian restaurant. So the ingredient that we'll be focusing on is the plantain and the history of the banana and how the plantain got to Haiti. And then not only that, but also tell the story of Olga and how she got to Grand Rapids and her business that she's been able to create, and the amazing food that she's able to deliver to the people.
With the program itself, and then I'll throw it back to you, Steve, are you meeting others that have, shaping narratives? There are many of you coming together. I see downstairs.
Totally.
What kind of relationships are you forming, man?
Oh, my gosh. Whether it's Mariano, who's been the curator of all of this, or whether it's Alice Jasper, who's focusing on creating or bridging the gap between outdoors, or whether it's Sergio, who's being an activist, or who is an amazing activist here in Grand Rapids and fights for his people, or it's Lynn, who's focusing on the Native American community and bringing light to that. It's been an amazing time being able to connect with these different people who are essentially doing the same thing for their people and giving voice to them. They're all brilliant, and I feel blessed to be in a room with them and be able to bounce ideas, but also be encouraged by them every step of the way.
And I think, as Mariano Avila, our producer, WGV producer, and would say himself, and he reported for a couple of years, and he is a person of color. He reported on key issues, both on television and radio, but as he would say himself, some of those stories are still filtered. And so with Shaping Narratives, we hear stories that are created by the people that are tied to specific communities. And when you look at the makeup of Grand Rapids proper, nearly 35% being people of color, 69 different languages, a large population of immigrants and refugees. So a show like George is going to produce speaks to really the rich cultural makeup that is Grand Rapids.
So get used to these microphones and big lights in the area, man. It's not a bad gig.
I love it.
What is your, may I ask, day job?
Totally. So my day job is I actually work for Spartan Ash and D&W. I'm essentially the wine buyer there. I am in Grand Haven, so I control the beer, wine, and liquor that's come through there. So that's another one of my passions.
I should have brought a sample.
Next time, Shelley. Next time. I got you.
Sorry. A couple minutes left. Take home message again. Once these are up and rolling, how do you want us to walk out of your work?
Oh my gosh! I want you to be inspired by it, and then create initiative behind these immigrants and the people, these people's stories, and be able to understand make this a movement in a sense where we are able to have these connections and to be able to see the people who are represented and underrepresented and who have historically been underrepresented here in America. So that would be definitely the takeaway.
Steve, your final question for George?
Well, I think for George, I just have actually a statement. I'm totally in awe of your commitment and the commitment of the cohort of other Shaping Narratives participants, because you have engaged in 30 weeks of training provided by WGVU and Brooks College of Interdisciplinary Studies. So I've really made it a commitment to this, to serve the broader area. So I do want to say, though, if you've missed any part of this interview, a little bit later this afternoon, you can visit WGVU Radio News page under Mutually Inclusive. So that's just click on WGVU Radio News, Mutually Inclusive. You can hear George in his entirety and other interviews that we've done in the many weeks, past many weeks, through our grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
All right, George, take care to you. Let's see, if you had to make us a meal today with your experience from your education, what would you leave us with today?
Oh, my goodness. I would definitely make you some tagine. Tagine has been absolutely amazing. I actually just came back from Morocco and was able to see some of the crazy cuisine and amazing cultural influences that make up tagine. So I'd definitely make that for you all.
All right. Thanks, guys, very much.
Thank you so much, Shana.
On behalf of this weekly focus of area individuals and organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. Thanks to WGVU Shaping Narratives. That's you, George Walker III, and Steve Chappell, our WGVU Grants Manager. Couldn't do it without that WK Kellogg Foundation grant. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Shelley.